Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters say they're withdrawing to their bases that are east of the Euphrates River after Turkey's military and allied fighters launched a cross-border offensive. Turkish rebels have been a source of tension between the U.S., which views them as a key ally in the war in Syria, and Turkey, which sees them as terrorist allied with separatist Turkish Kurd factions. U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says a pause in fighting in Syria is better than nothing, but warned that it's not enough. Russia has agreed to a 48-hour humanitarian ceasefire in the divided city of Aleppo to allow aid deliveries. Grandi spoke with reporters.
It is possible to move and at least give first aid assistance to people if weapons cease, but we need that indispensable precondition. Otherwise, there's no point in doing it. It's even impossible to access the people in need.
United Nations has pushed for a weekly pause in fighting in Aleppo to alleviate suffering of some 2 million people. Somali security forces say they have ended a deadly siege of a beachfront restaurant in the capital, with at least 7 people killed in an attack along with 2 assailants. The attack started Thursday night when a car bomb went off near a Bonadir Beach restaurant, followed by a gun battle. Al-Shabaab militants quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. They had attacked a neighboring hotel in January, killing 20 there. Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab is waging a campaign to try to overthrow the Somali government. Police, security officials, tourist spots have been frequent targets. This is VOA News. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zeid Al-Hussein is calling for an independent investigation into international human rights violations committed by all armed groups in Yemen. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
The United Nations estimates nearly 3,800 Yemeni civilians have been killed and more than 6,700 wounded since March 2015. That is when the Saudi Arabian coalition, which supports the government, began its bombing campaign against the Houthi rebels. High Commissioner Zeid says the perpetuation of the conflict and its consequences on the population in Yemen can no longer be tolerated by the international community. He is calling for an end to the impunity enjoyed by those responsible for the violations and abuses against the civilians. He says those found guilty must be held accountable. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A senior executive of one of South Korea's largest businesses has been found dead just hours before he was scheduled to be questioned by prosecutors about allegations of corruption in the Lotte Group, a family-run conglomerate. Lee In-won, who was 69, was Lotte's vice chairman, the company's highest-ranking executive outside the founding family. His body was discovered near Seoul today, South Korean media reporting the death as a suicide. U.S. military says American Navy ships sailing in the Persian Gulf were forced to fire warning shots after being harassed by Iranian vessels in an increasingly close encounters. In one incident, a patrol ship fired 3 warning shots into the water in the direction of an Iranian boat that was approaching under another American ship head-on. Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency quoted General Hossein Degman as saying, "If any foreign vessel enters waters, our waters," talking about Iran's, he warned them, and he said, "If it is an invasion, we will confront them." In U.S. politics, for more than a week, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has been calling Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton a racist and a bigot, accusing her of looking at African-American communities only for votes while ignoring joblessness and crime. And speaking in Nevada, Clinton said Trump has been talking about black neighborhoods in what she called insulting and ignorant terms. A new Quinnipiac University survey gives Clinton a 51-41% head-to-head lead over Trump and a 7% lead when the Libertarian Party and the Green Party candidates are included. The presidential election is November 8.
That's the latest world news from VOA.